Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. And, you know, as it is, carried in 1911 a long time. It is a habit I cannot break. And joining me to discuss the fine details of the 1911 in 1911 University is Joe Chambers. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm looking forward to my mission, as I said it out to you earlier today, simply because if I can keep from coughing while I tell it to you, simply because I have come to this conclusion that the properly executed 2011-2019 is about as good a fighting gun as there's going to be. What do you think?
Keyword, properly executed.
Care to expand upon that?
Well, I think there's some guns out there that are absolutely of good quality, you know, that people can buy and they can trust to carry immediately. And I think there's some guns out there that probably should be not sold at all based on some of the things that I've seen in the past few months doing reviews on them for the 1911 University site. You know, there's absolutely guns out there that should just not ever been sent out the door, unfortunately, you know, and the people will, you know, I've heard this excuse the last couple of weeks. Well, you know, at least they honor their warranty. Well, I suppose, but if the gun sucks when you get it from right from out of the box, then, you know, you shouldn't need a warranty as soon as you own the gun. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if it reveals that it needs warranty work while you're in the middle of a gunfight, that's probably a downer.
That's problematic, wouldn't you say?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's a great platform. I think it has a place. I certainly like it, as you know. But I think, you know, it's my opinion that there are some companies out there that probably need to be paying real close attention to their QC.
Yeah. So having said that, the problem for a lot of people looking at a 2011, and when we say 2011, are we 2011, 2019, are we saying double stack 9mm 1911 pattern pistol? Is that what we're saying?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Even though it has all of the latest, you know, the latest engineering and everything and all the little tricks that go with it to make it more reliable than it used to be.
Right.
The first stumbling block for most people comes when they look at the price tag. But this is where we get into the properly executed part, right? Because, there's some out there that are coming in with this price tag that are not properly executed.
Right.
But in order to get one of these, you're going to pay that price tag, right?
Yes. I'll give you a perfect example. Because I just finished wrapping up the numbers today on a gun. So, you know, know, 2 years ago, we brought out the Chambers Custom Press Check Consulting Night Fighter, right?
Right.
And this is a wide body. We call it the 2019. It's similar to a 2011. Few dimensional differences, but very similar gun. And, excuse me, we were selling those guns at the time. I believe the retail on them was $5,500.
Selling them for and getting $5,500.
Oh, yeah. We sold out in, like, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a lot of people that, oh, that's a lot of money. Oh, this, that, and the other, you know. And so let me give you a rundown of some specifications. This is, you know, yeah, $5,500 a lot of money. Okay, no doubt about it. Nobody wants to throw away $5,500. I certainly don't. If I was driving down the road and somebody threw $5,500 out the window, I would stop and pick it up. But this is what I look at, and it's really, you know, telling if the gun is quality built. So I had a gun come back in the shop this week. It's Knife Fighter Serial Number 13. The guy who owns it is a very active shooter. He's taken a ton of classes, and he's fired over 30,000 rounds of jacketed ammo through this gun, right? And so I was very excited to get the gun in, get to look at the specifications on it. I knew, because based on my background and what I've dealt with guns over the past 15 years, that there probably wasn't much barrel fit left just because of how parts wear in. But I was curious to see what kind of dimensional changes we had in other areas as well. So just as an example, you know, that indeed there's only like 10% barrel leg to slide stop contact. Okay, but the bushing opened up a full thousandths on the bushing. And so I look at that and I'm like, all right, well, you know, I mean, there's where your barrel fit went. When the bushing gets loose up front, you lose your barrel fit in the back. No big deal. That's easy to get back. We put a new bushing in there. You know, it's a $50 charge. No big deal. But more telltale was the slide to frame fit, right? So on this particular gun, the slide to frame fit side to side only opened up about a half a thousandths. Up and down, total, it only opened up a thousandths. Hammer sear disconnector, no change. The link in the barrel, no change. And so, you know, did this guy, this gentleman, he pay a premium for the gun at the time? Absolutely. But now he's 30,000 rounds in, and his gun measures better than some of the brand new guns that we see come from semi-custom shops today after 30,000 rounds.
That's about 28,000 more rounds than most people are going to put through their gun, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we have some pretty active shooters, you know, with our clientele, some guys that shoot a lot. But I think, yeah, general public, probably more than, yeah, way more than they're ever going to shoot. So if you buy quality, you know, the whole adage of buy once, cry once, I think is a valid point. If you buy quality, you know, you're gonna have something that lasts. Like the Staccato P, you know, I like the Staccato P. I think it's a great value, $2,100, and you get a gun that's better than most $4,000 or $5,000 pistols out there. You know, and that's, you know, you talk about entry level into the 2011 market. That's where I'm starting to steer people to, is towards that Staccato P model, because I've seen a couple of them now, and they're all built really nicely for the money. Now, there's a difference between built nice for the money and built nice.
But we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that as we go along. We're going to talk about that. Now, we're coming up on the first break. Coming up on the first break. This is my this whole direction is my idea, because everybody that carries a gun needs to take a look at the 2011 if you're going to carry a gun for self-defense. Simply because there is no better combo of 21st century thought and engineering put together with what these guys are building, like Joe. And to find Joe, of course, if you want to get one of his, which I heartily recommend, you got to go to ChambersCustom.com. You can follow what he does on a daily basis at Chambers Custom on Instagram and Facebook, and you should patronize his Patreon page, which is probably Chambers Custom as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
way. Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. And once again, let's make this designation. There are very precious few guns that are going to be as good in a gunfight as a properly executed 2011. There's a lot of people that agree with me on that as well. I mean, Dave Harrington does. Taron Butler does. I mean, a lot of people that are out there that run other guns. But for them, I guess the thing becomes the entry level, what it takes to get into it. For me, though, I would rather buy once, cry once, and have a gun that I know is going to be pretty lethal if I have to employ it. How many people buy your guns that are going to carry these guns as their self-defense implement?
Oh, over 50%.
See, a lot of people would look at the price point of these and say, this must be a safe queen. I bet you don't ever take it out, but half the people buying them. Now, I'm sure there's some that you've got people that own multiple guns, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lots of them. You know, and we have guys that are collectors that buy the guns, obviously. But, you know, in the past couple of years, we've really delved into the more, I don't know, people call it the tactical market, I guess. And, you know, a lot of those clientele are carrying the guns for duty, which is great. I love it. I love to see it, you know. And I used to hear that line of nonsense all the time about, oh, you know, it's so expensive. What happens if I have to use it? Oh, is your life not worth $5,000 or $6,000? I'm sorry. Your life must suck, you know. Come on, what's your life worth? Right? I mean, I carry an $8,000 pistol. Because my life's worth more than that, you know. I want to make sure that the dadgum thing is going to run. And that's not to say, you know, that a $500 pistol can't run. I mean, hey, I got a buddy of mine that he owns every single model of High Point ever made.
Wow.
Like commercially. He's got dozens of them. And they run like scalded dogs. Would I carry one? No. but he loves them, you know, and they run. So I'm not saying that a $200 pistol can't run and can't be used for self-defense. If that's all you got, then hey, I've been there, you know. But if you've got the means, there are better options than a $200 pistol.
Yeah, and I look at the 2011. I know a lot of people have, a lot of 1911 people went to Glock because of capacity, right?
Yeah.
And the 2011 brings to them that double stack capacity mated with that single action trigger and those ergonomics and that gigantic book of knowledge, which is modifying and improving that platform that has existed for, what, 100 years?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as we validated the 2011-2019 platform for tactical use, it really made the capacity argument moot. Because what do you want to carry? You want to carry 18? You want to carry 17? You want to carry 21? You want to carry, 30?
Yeah.
How many bullets do you want? You know.
They got it.
So that argument is moot. And, you know, oh, you don't want MBX mags because they're really expensive. Well, carry the STI mags. It's fine. The Staccato mags, whatever. You know, they work fine. Are they optimal? No. Do they work fine? Yes. Okay, cool. So, and that's, you know, that kind of brings my mind to what we were leading into there, you know, is I always evaluated, I've always done this, and I'll always do it. I evaluate quality at a price point. Right. And
so right.
People say, you know, well, I'm at this price point, Joe, what can I do here? You know? And so, you know, give me a price point and I'll tell you where I'm at. Go ahead, shoot.
You want me to give you a price point?
Yeah.
Okay, what about $5,000. Nice round number.
Fat WMG.
Fat WMG. Yeah. That's the price for entry. Because the interesting thing about that is that's only a few hundred dollars more than some of the offerings of Staccato and Nighthawk and some of these other companies that are out there making 2011 pattern guns, except you can get into Fat WMG for that. So the Fat WMGC, for example, which I think is a splendid platform, not because I asked him to build it, which he wasn't building at the time, but because I just think it's a splendid size. Where does that come in at?
I think it's like $5,800 or $5,500, somewhere in there, $5,800. And, you know, this, and I may be wrong, okay? And if I'm wrong, people out there listening in Radio Land, you feel free to message me and tell me. But if you're at the price point where you can afford a $5,000 pistol, you know what you can afford? A few hundred dollars more to get the exact one you want.
Yep.
Right? The people that are out there that are going to buy a $5,000 pistol, they're not going to sweat another $500 to $800.
Yeah.
Especially if it comes with, you know, $300 worth of magazines and all this. They're not going to sweat that. Right? The people who sweat that stuff are the people who are like, man, I honest to God, I can only afford $500 gun.
Right.
Okay. Cool. Then you need to be looking at a Glock, or you need to be looking at an XD. Hopefully not. Or Smith & Wesson M&P is a fine gun. You know, a CZ. CZ makes a fine gun in that $500 to $800 range. But yeah, once you break that $2,000 barrier for yourself, a whole lot of options open up.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them.
Yeah, they do.
And so you. Yeah, so you go, okay, what is your price point, and then let's talk quality in that price point. Because there's absolutely some guns that are not quality in that price point. They're just not.
We're coming up on the break, and going to make the outright pitch to everybody to seriously consider the 2011 as we continue to talk about it, the 2019, and try to get that designation from Joe. You think about that. I want to know what the difference between 2011 and 2019 is when we get back. You can find Joe's work at ChambersCustom.com. You can follow him on Instagram and on Facebook at Chambers Custom as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We first have to start with the definition of what is infrastructure.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, speaking there after meeting with President Biden at the White House to discuss infrastructure as far as what he believes is infrastructure.
That's not home health. That's road, bridges, highways, airports, broadband. Those are the places we could find common ground and work together.
Panic at the pump is sending four states into an emergency. This Virginia motorist shares with Fox News why she waited in a long line at a gas station.
I saw everyone freaking out on social media, and I was like, okay, might as well get gas. But my gas light turned on last night, too, so here we are.
Florida, Georgia, Virginia, and North Carolina all making the declaration because of the gas shortage. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are pushing the Biden administration to provide information about what the U.S. government knows about the potential origins of COVID-19 and if the virus accidentally escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
The evidence is stacking up in favor of the lab leak hypothesis, but admittedly, we don't know. And what I'm saying is we should know. We need to get to the bottom of it. Shouldn't we at least examine the lab leak hypothesis and understand if U.S. money was involved in it?
Gallagher also writing a letter to Dr. Anthony Fauci asking for answers regarding the NIH's relationship with the Wuhan lab. President Biden is meeting with Republicans and Democrats at the White House to discuss his infrastructure deal and the job plans he proposed. The president welcoming Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, along with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis. Holster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers. Chambers Custom Guns, 1911 University. What is the difference between a 2011 and a 2019, if I may?
Basically, it's some hole location differences. You know, I moved some of the holes into different locations that I saw would make the gun, the 2019 cycle, softer, which means the gun's going to be more accurate and last longer.
Right.
That's basically the difference.
Well, as far as cycling softer, I can attest to that. That when Joe told me he was going to start putting compensators on some of his guns, I was just thinking, why? But that's beside the point.
You'll see in a couple weeks.
Oh, I get to mess with a KAC?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah,
that will be fun.
As soon as I get the set back from Brack Wilson over at Patriot Gun Cases, I'll send you the pistol, and you can have it give her a spin.
So are you? So is it safe to say you're probably the only one making 2019s?
I am the only one making 2019s. It's my designation.
Okay. So, all of your guns and all of the working man guns and all of the special Pro Series, those are all 2019s?
If it's a wide body, yes.
Yes, okay. Now, let me make this push, if I may. I look at the 2011-2019 platform as something that every shooter, anybody that carries a gun, a serious gun carrier, a serious shooter,
I look at that as a gun to graduate to. Because a lot of the guns that people do carry, because they're more affordable for them and fit better in their budget, in some cases, is it fair to say that they settle for that? Do they say, well, this is good enough?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think we've all done that, sure.
Yeah. There's some that are exceptional values. Joe was talking about the CZ, which I have never tried the DWX, which I want to try the DWX. I would love to see how that gun shoots, but I don't know if that'll ever happen. So, in any event, we'll see.
I mean, I haven't seen a DWX outside of the SHOT Show, so I don't know.
That's the only time I saw it.
Yeah.
You probably went by the booth and saw them, right? So.
It was funny because I asked them if I could see it, and they took me and the guys in the back to look at one, and they know who I am, and the guy says, let me go get our engineer, you know, you got some questions or whatever, and by the time he had gone and brought the engineer back, I had the gun taken apart already, and the engineer was like, Joe, what are you doing?
I'm just being Joe.
I said, I'm just looking at the gun. It's amazing. It's cool. You know, I love it. And he's like, yeah, you weren't supposed to do that. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, what are you going to do?
Nobody told me that. I'm Joe.
Yeah.
That's what your business card should say. It should just say, I'm Joe. I am he that is Joe. But for those of you that, I mean, and this is the thing. I've been to a few classes in my time. Joe has too. And the people, like the pros that you've got, Pressburg, Reston, Fisher, these guys are not guys that would carry a gun, run a gun, that was not going to do what they wanted, when they wanted, fast as they wanted to do it, maybe faster than they themselves are capable of. They were, you know, when you and they started this little thing, they were looking for something exceptional because, let's face it, all three of those gentlemen are fairly mature. They're probably pretty set in their ways. You had to get them to think about things in a different light.
Yeah. Well, like Jared, he had been a Glock shooter, and he loves 1911s. Right, but he's a 20 plus year law enforcement veteran with a law enforcement carry, Glocks, right?
Right.
And so that's what he carried all those years. And so getting a quality built 1911 in his hand, well, 2019 actually, with the regulator, was a real treat. And man, can he run it.
I need to get some video of those guys running those guns. You need to get me some video of Reston and Pressburg. And I've got video. I mean, I talked to Steve the other day. Steve's still running around in a sling. Still wouldn't mess with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. No, his strong hand game, or his weak hand game, is strong.
Yeah. So
very strong.
To get those guys to make those moves, though, that had to be sort of moving heaven and earth.
Well, yeah, not really. I mean, they were excited about it. And of course, Steve and I have worked together on a lot of projects over the years. Matter of fact, here in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I'll have his new YC squared gun out and available for purchase. We're going to do a limited run of those, but that's gonna turn some people on their ear, I'm sure. But for like Chuck, you know, he loves the platform. He loves 1911, 2011 platform. But again, in the military, you know, when he was in the military, in the unit that he was in, they didn't run Berettas. They ran Glocks. You know, and he had to make a decision at some point in his military career of, you know, I love the 2011 platform, but I've got to put it aside temporarily so I can be proficient with the gun that I have to carry to war. And, you know, so for both him and Jared, you know, they have a lot of experience with the Glock platform, but also experience with the 1911 style guns. So it wasn't a hard sell because they really liked the platform to begin with. It was something that they really wanted to do, and they understood, you know, the advantages of it. There's, you know, it's kind of like when you're building motors. I'm building a 454 right now for my monster truck.
Yeah.
And there's no replacement for displacement. That's the old adage, right, when you're talking motors. Well, when you're talking about guns, there's no replacement for a good single-action trigger pull. You know, I mean, if a double-action or striker-fired trigger was better, then you would see that trigger on guns like bench rest rifles. But you don't, because it's not. And, you know, if the ergonomics of the striker fire guns was better, you'd see that, you know, on really, really high-end guns. You don't, because it's not. So, you know, and something could be said for the angle, you know, the grip and all of this stuff. You know, Glock is a very European-designed angle. We all know this. If you look at a lot of European sport-type pistols, they all have that hard rake angle, the Luger. Bill Ruger, the impetus for the Ruger Mark I 22 pistol was the Luger pistol when he came back from World War II. But it makes for an uncomfortable long-term shooting solution, that angle. So yeah, getting those guys to cross over wasn't too terribly difficult because they were already familiar with and liked the platform. I think there was, there's always a little bit of trepidation going into a new project because you don't know, well, is people going to be able to afford this, blah, blah, blah.
And hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break, and we'll finish that up on the other side. Excuse me. ChambersCustom.com, this is where you go to get involved in this. And to see what you're looking at, you need to go to Instagram and look at Chambers Custom there as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We have been discussing why everybody should have a 2011, why everybody should be... If you're carrying a gun and you've ever been involved in the 1911 platform, then the 2011 should be the natural graduative step that you would take. And you can start, you know, Joe's talked about the Staccato guns. The Staccato PE 4.4 starts at $2,099. A lot of you are going, but Bill, that's $2,099. Anybody ever come to you and say that, Joe?
Oh, yeah. All the time. And I give them the same answer. Oh, your life's not worth $2,100?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, like with the Fat WMGC, I think my life is worth more than that gun.
Oh, I think so. I think generally speaking, if we're honest with ourselves, we can't really put a value on our lives, right?
Yep. Very hard to come up with that one. So, I mean, and here let's talk about this real quick. For people that might get a 2011 or something like that, if they get one and they find it to be lacking, you work on other guns besides building your guns, don't you?
From time to time, yeah, as time allows. You know, but also, you know, if you get into one of those guns and you don't like it, it's not hard to get out of the gun for not, you know, for...
And I lose nothing. You lose no money on those, do you?
Right. No, I mean, even on the Staccato side of stuff, I see guys buying and selling all the time and nobody's losing money. You know, they're breaking even because it's a quality product. And if you buy a really high quality product, like let's say you get into a fat WMG, you're probably going to end up making money. If you buy a Pro Series gun and you decide you really don't like it, you're absolutely going to make money.
Running a search and I'm choking at the same time. I just love the whole heart failure thing. That just cracks me up. There are some 2011 pistols out there by other brands that I have no experience with. And I'm not going to ask you to do this. I'm not going to ask you to say, tell us which ones to stay away from.
That's probably good.
Yeah. Where would that stop? Where would that stop? Now, for those of you who are interested, now, Joe does this thing where people will send him guns, and he'll video it on his Patreon, and he'll actually, you do some live streams where you're getting out there saying, well, I don't know what kind of tools this guy had, but I tell you what, he did have a Dremel. I see signs of his Dremel everywhere.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I try to keep that to a minimum because, you know, there's a bunch of people out there that are, quite frankly, they're toe-eyed cabbage heads, and they get all upset about it. And you're like, well, look, if you didn't send out crap work, then people like me wouldn't have to say this is crap work.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, the consumer, you know, they want to know what they're getting into. And I'm sure you remember this. It's not as popular now, I don't think, as it used to be. But back when I was a kid, the big deal was this thing called Consumer Reports, right?
Right, yeah.
And you paid your subscription every year, and they would send you the magazine. And when the Internet started becoming more prolific, you could get online and put your subscription in. You're like, hey, I want to buy a washing machine. And you could get on there, and Consumer Reports would give you a breakdown of, you know, what these washing machines did, how they ran, how long they lasted, how the warranty was, the cost, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it was a great service. And people right. valued that because if you're going to go out and spend $1,000 on a washing machine, you want to know that you're not going to have to replace it in 2 years.
I sold a lot of cars using that.
Yeah, absolutely. They did it for cars. They did it for, you know, appliances, all kinds of stuff. And there's never really been anything like that that's mathematically based for 1911s or 2011s or 2019s until we started the Patreon page for 1911 University. And it's been an eye-opener, you know. And it's been interesting because, without a doubt, I have sold guns for certain companies. But it's not because I get on there and go, this is the best gun ever. And without a doubt, I have prevented people from buying guns from certain companies. But again, it's not because I got on there and said, this is a piece of crap, don't buy this. You know, because it's all done mathematically. In the videos that we share and the write-ups that I do, you know, it's all mathematical. Here's the numbers. If you want a gun with a loose slide to frame fit, here you go. Right? But if you're going to spend $5,000 on a gun or even $2,000 on a gun, you don't want a gun that's ill-fit. Right? That would be like going and paying Maserati prices and getting a Mazda. It doesn't make any sense. If you're paying Maserati prices, you want a Maserati, not a Mazda. Yeah. Not that a Mazda is a bad car. They're perfectly fine. But it's not a Maserati, and it doesn't take Maserati prices to get it. And so that's basically what I've been doing on the Patreon page, as well as doing some Q&As. You know, I just did the first Q&A the other night. I published it, answering a lot of questions that people have about these guns. You know, what life expectancy, barrel life, you know, trigger jobs, what kind of trigger do you need based on your hand? You know, and we're going to delve into some of those topics even deeper as time goes on, because you can only cover so much in a little quick Q&A.
Right.
But I could talk your ear off about selecting the right length of trigger based upon your hand to get the most optimal performance out of your pistol, because there is a difference. When I went to Oklahoma to Meade Hall a couple of weeks ago to take the no-fail pistol class from Chuck Pressburg, I shot my Nice Stalker KAC pistol, the whole class. And when we built that gun, we were out of our medium triggers. And so I told Eric, I says, just in my gun, just put the short trigger in there and let's roll with it, because I wanted to be able to shoot it and take pictures and show it off. And so the gun has a short trigger. I have a hand that necessitates me having a medium to medium long trigger. Hmm. I didn't shoot super good in that class, because I couldn't get my finger consistently in the same place on the trigger like I can with my other guns. Now, could I have shot one of my other guns with a medium trigger? Sure, absolutely. But I wanted to shoot that gun, right? And I knew that there would be some sacrifice to be had. So, yeah, I mean, you can delve into some of these topics in depth and really hash it out, which to me, what I'm doing there is I'm helping the general public, the consumer, make a better educated choice about what they need to get the most performance out of what they're buying.
Well, that's probably that's where everybody should be going to check that out, because, you know, a little bit of research will save you a whole lot of time. And
absolutely.
Some of these name brands that are out there, like I'm aware of one or two of them. I haven't delved too deeply into them because I have what I think are, I have Staccato, I have Nighthawk, I have Chambers, and to a degree for the entry level, I've got Dan Wesson. And I don't know right. I think I'm covering all the bases. But thank you very much for joining me tonight and having this chat. And we will do it again. I hope your back continues to improve and everything else. Joe's got a bad back right now. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.